This portion of Market Scope is brought to you by your radio. Record the stations in your market and send them to Phil. You too can show how your community sounds on the Market Scope.
Howdy, Xers. Welcome to Market Scope for October 2001. Once again, we welcome Tom Dimeo as we continue upward on the AM dial in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Moving up the dial to 940 is WADV from Lebanon, Pennsylvania, and it's real difficult to get any kind of local flavor from this station because about all they do is play music.
WADV Lebanon.
Solid gospel.
WADV is a Southern Gospel station, and it's interesting about this station. A few years ago when CBM in Montreal went off of 940, this station started staying on all night at full power. It's authorized 5 watts at night, but they stayed on at full power. And after a month or two of this, I called the station and talked to the owner. And he had all sorts of justification as to why he could stay on at night, none of which came from the FCC. But I noticed a few months ago WADV is going off at night, or at least going down to their 5 watts, because I can't hear them here. So I don't know if the FCC eventually got to them, or maybe he just got tired of paying the electric bill.
5,000 watts of power, 40 years of music, and you. What a team. AM 960, WHYL.
April love.
AM 960, WHYL. Thanks for turning us on. This is the one place you can access your favorite music every day. The hot weather is here. Clouds and sun today with a high reaching 90, but it will feel much warmer than that. Tonight, a nice clear night, but sticky, low down to 69. Tomorrow, more heat, maybe a thunderstorm, high of around 90.
WHYL AM Carlisle Harrisburg. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for more wonderful memories.
CNN Radio News. I'm John Martin.
WHYL 960, Carlisle, Pennsylvania. At night they drop their power to, as Jerry Starr would say, a mighty 22 watts. And some nights the mighty 22 watts can be heard reasonably well here in Harrisburg. On 980, the station in Washington, D.C., whatever the call letters of it is this week, can be heard fairly well in this area. On 1000 is WIOO in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, when they first came on the air back in, the early or mid-60s, they called themselves W100, and now they are Country Gold 1000.
Country Gold 1000 WIOO, the home of the country classics, Clint Black, Killing Time from 1989, back-to-back with Charlie Pride. It is now 7:34, 26 minutes away from the 8 o'clock hour. Here's Waylon Jennings from 77.
The only two things in life that make it worth living.
Country Gold 1000 WIOO, the greatest country hits of all time, 23 minutes away from 8. Tom Casey here with a look at the Country Gold 1000 community calendar. Don't miss all the fun of the big Newville Fountain Festival this Friday and Saturday in downtown Newville. Highlights include a parade, street dance on Friday night, helicopter rides, and horse and wagon tours Saturday. The classic country band Reminisce entertains with WIOO's Larry Flood as your MC, and the performances will take place on Saturday between 10:30 and 3. And Downtown Carlisle Association's annual Street Hoops comes to downtown streets Saturday, June 23rd. For details on how you can enter your organization's team in the tournaments, Call the association at 245-2648. Country Gold 1000 WIOO, in touch with our community. Now it's time for a look at our Thursday morning edition of the Ag Report.
This is the Ag Radio.
Free Spirit Recreation Center in Landisburg, Perry County, presents another big show on Sunday, June 24th, with Atlantic recording artist Doug Stone and special guest Echo Town.
He sends her roses and he composes.
Tickets for the Doug Stone Show are just $15 in advance, $18 at the door. Gates open at 4 and the show starts at 7. Order tickets now for Bluegrass Night with Doyle Lawson July 1st. July 14th, it's Bill Haley's Comets with a classic car, hot rod, antique, and craft show. Reserve your car space or craft booth now at 582-4443. See Gentle Giant Don Williams July 29th and Country Legend John Anderson August 19th. Tickets are on sale now for all shows. Call 582-4443. 582-4443. Free Spirit Recreation Center is just 14 minutes from Carlisle on Kennedy's Valley Road, Landisburg. From Carlisle, take 74 North to Wenzel's Feed Mill. Then turn left onto McCabe Road and go 4 miles to Free Spirit. Bring the family. Kids under 12 are free with a parent. Campsites are available too. And see the model log cabin from the Free Spirit Cabin Company now available to be built on your land. Planning a wedding or special event? Free Spirit Recreation Center has beautiful accommodations for you. Call for details now at 582-4443.
Country Gold 1000 WIOO. Central Pennsylvania's home of the country classics.
I think all of the programming on WIOO is local. They have a news and information hour between noon and 1 in the afternoon, and even have a swap shop program. Moving up the dial at 1060 KYW in Philadelphia, puts a very good signal into Harrisburg. On 1070 is WKOK in Sunbury, Pennsylvania. 1090 is WBAL in Baltimore. 1130 is WBBR in New York. And on 1210 WPHT in Philadelphia. All those stations put reasonably good signals in this area. On 1230 is another Clear Channel-owned station, WKBO, but it's operated by a local Christian group.
Fortress, 1230 a.m. Can you hear it? A holy roar going up from the Harrisburg area. It is 8:09, 9 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning. Pete Hamill keeping you company. Well, here's some disturbing news, I guess. Apparently, candles are not the great thing that you might think they are. Recent research by the Environmental Protection Agency shows that burning a candle with multiple wicks or multiple candles can lead to high levels of pollutants called particulates. The EPA began studying the candle emissions after Congress asked for data on all sources of particulates. Now, the EPA has no legal authority to set standards for indoor air, but this is interesting. Officials say that pollution from a burning candle can exceed the standards that the agency sets for outdoor air quality. One of the problems is imported candles. If you buy imported candles, they can have lead cores in their wicks, and lead is a nervous system toxin. So you might want to try buying domestic candles as opposed to imported candles, something to think about. You can still burn candles, but if you do suffer from asthma or any respiratory ailments or restrictions, burning candles might not be the best thing. It is just about 8:11 on this Thursday. We have all the information you need, traffic and weather. It's coming up next on The Fortress. Fortress, 12:30 a.m. Teach Me to Love. Great music from Promise Keepers. That's Steve Green and Larnell Harris teaming up. What a combination that is. 8:15 right now, 15 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning. We want to remind you that Salt Cellar Deuce Christian Coffee House at 1314 North 3rd Street in Harrisburg is presenting Jeff Trish with acoustic guitar and harmonica tomorrow evening at 7:30. Everything is free at Salt Cellar Coffee House. If you want more information or directions, 541-5239 is the number to call. Let's take a look at traffic conditions. We want to keep you moving along nice and smoothly this morning. Here's Maria Davis to help you out.
Thanks, Pete.
WKBO has local programming from 6 till 9 in the morning, and the rest of the time it's syndicated programming. They also carry Harrisburg Senators baseball, which is a minor league baseball team. 12:30 is not a very clean signal, as we'll hear now trying to listen to 12:50 WQXA from York, Pennsylvania.
Now we have one Real Country Birthday Club member today. Happy birthday to Dolores Rupert of Dover celebrating. Have a wonderful day, Dolores. And if you have a friend, family member, or even yourself celebrating a birthday in the near future, please drop us a line. Let us know about it. Give us the person's name, address, telephone number, and date of birth, and send it to Real Country Birthday Club, 15 South George Street in York, 17401. Also, if you want to go on the internet, you can do that there as well. Just look for my picture when you go to realcountry1250.com. And underneath, click on my email link and email me the information. I'd love to hear from you that way. Again, our web address, realcountry1250.com. And again, happy birthday to Dolores in Dover. You have a great day from everyone right here at Real Country.
Auto accident, do it.
Real Country AM 1250. Girl on the Billboard, Tell Reeves for you on the Coffee Club. Hey, went to number one for him. I like that tune. Leanne with you. Thanks for joining us this Monday morning. Hope you all had a great Father's Day weekend. I know mine was quiet. I like that. My father wasn't around, so I didn't get a chance to spoil him or anything like that. Oh, my gosh. And by the way, I got to say that the Father's Day cards this year were awful. Totally awful. I'm actually, I had to make my own because I just didn't think they were. What is the deal? Doesn't anybody have one for like a stepfather anymore? A good one? It's for mother's husband. And I'm thinking, oh gosh, so forget that. And you can't find any good cards for uncles and nephews anymore. That really annoys me. So anyway, not that, you know, they're Father's Day cards, but their birthdays are coming up and doggone it, I couldn't find anything good. Just thought I'd rant and rave about the state of cards lately.
I'm gonna love you back to loving me again.
WQXA has a mix of local and syndicated Real Country programming. And in the afternoons, they have a locally produced sports talk show. Up at 1270 is WLBR in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. They have local programming from 5 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. Then they have Mike Gallagher, Dr. Merkin, Bruce Williams, and must be somebody else in there too, but I can't think of who it might be offhand. Their local programming in the morning is basically a lot of news, information, sports, and little features. And then they have a locally produced talk show from 10 until 2 in the afternoon. And here's a little bit of the chatter that goes on in the morning show.
So he gets one of the, I can't think what the word is, automatic, that's not the word, but he gets one of the automatic berths to it because he's a past champion.
I guess it's a personal decision you make when you hit 50. If you're still doing well, I guess you can. There's no top age limit on the regular tour, is there, or is there?
Well, no, there isn't. No, there isn't. But obviously, your skills are going to diminish, you know, a little bit. He played very well yesterday.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what he said. Proving that he's not dead.
He played
yet.
Well. Yeah. The age. I mean, it's a fact that age is a state of mind. There are some young 50-year-old people and some old 30-year-old people.
And they're on either one of the PGA tours, both of them. It's nice to hear that somebody else is winning out there, although it's far from over.
I was going to say it's the second round. It's not even that. I mean, they had some really bad weather yesterday and obviously couldn't finish. And so they'll try to do it today.
All right, and Scott will be back to do it again at 6:45. Speaking of weather, we may be affected by some weather this weekend in the form of some rain. Still lots of mysteries about exactly what's going to happen, where and when. But Joe will be here to tell us what he knows in a few minutes, along with the ABC headlines. Gordon has the news at 6:30. After that, we have the lottery numbers, and consumer reporter David Horowitz has some thoughts on sexual harassment, or harassment if you prefer, in the workplace. If it's kind of a vague term, And we'll get some information to clear up some of that vagueness coming up on this morning's Fight Back with David Horowitz on the other side of 6:30 right here.
Give us a ring now. Wide open time, 273-1270, 1-800-334-1270. Toll free. 4 hours surrounding counties. Got something you'd like to talk over? Let us do so. Yesterday, toward the end of the program, question came up as far as whether Pennsylvania has any kind of regulation concerning the storage of a firearm and ammunition in the same place within the area of access of a minor. And the answer to that is no. You can. I know this sounds weird, but it's true. In Pennsylvania, there is no safe storage law. You can legally leave a loaded gun in a room with a toddler. It's a dumb thing to do, but legally, you can do it. As far as possession of a firearm goes, the digest of firearms laws I have here says that you need to be 18 to actually have possession of, as in legal possession of, a firearm. However, if you are accompanied by an adult, you can go out and hunt and target shoot and do all that kind of thing. You can't actually have legal possession of the firearm till you're 18. As far as an air rifle goes, that also needs to be 18, except in the relationship of a parent or guardian. And then, you know, that is acceptable for a minor to actually own an air rifle. So that's where we are on that one.
WLBR has very poor audio quality. They have very little low end. The next station on the dial with a reasonably strong signal into Harrisburg is WOYK at 1350 in York, Pennsylvania. It's an ESPN station, and they carry Don and Mike in the afternoon. And as is usually the case with sports stations, it's tough to get a local flavor, but I think I got a little bit here.
Pam, you're listening to ESPN Radio.
Patrick and Dibble, the radio show!
It's the movie every guy wants to see, and with good reason. Now playing is Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, starring Angelina Jolie. And Sports Radio 1350, again this week, has your free passes. Listen all week to Don and Mike for your chance to score a pair of tickets. Tomb Raider, now playing at Regal Cinemas in the West Manchester Mall. Listen to score your tickets this week during Don and Mike from the station giving guys what they want. Sports Radio 1350.
It's Finger Pop!
Yeah, this June 23rd and 24th, it's Finger Poppin' time at the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair's Blast from the Past Rock and Roll Revival. You all remember the fabulous Pentagon Band? Well, they'll be there along with the doo-wop harmony of Pastime.
I had a hammer.
Join us in a sing-along hootenanny.
I'm gonna rap.
Classic cars and rods rule the streets. The Beatles tribute band Fab Mania will make you glad all over. You're at the Blast from the Past Rock and Roll Revival at the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair, June 23rd and 24th, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Route 72 north of Lancaster at Turnpike Exit 20. Discount tickets at parenfair.com. See you there.
Dan and Dibs, you're listening to ESPN Radio.
Sports Radio 1350, WOYK, York, Harrisburg, Lancaster.
Next is WTCY 1400.
WTCY 1400 The Touch, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, a Cumulus media station and Central Pennsylvania's home for the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Murder on campus. Good morning, I'm Denny Logan with a touch of news. A fight Saturday on the IUP campus led to the stabbing death of an Allegheny County man.
For today, mostly sunny, high 88. Tonight, mostly clear skies, low near 63. On Tuesday, mostly sunny and warm, high near 90. I'm Willie B. Wright with a touch of weather on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
The Tom Joyner Morning Show, a fun way to wake up, Pennsylvania, right here on 1400 The Touch. Express yourself. Brought to you by Singular Wireless. They believe that if given a chance to express yourself, you can change the world. Now, today's Express Yourself question is, fill in the blank.
Uh-huh.
My mate does a lot of things well, really well. But the one thing my mate cannot do well is...
Let me drive the way I want to drive. Leave me... This is the route I like to take.
You need to slow down.
I'm happy driving like this.
That's why you stay in this lane?
Just leave me alone.
Express yourself at 1-800-JOINER-1, 1-800-569-6371. This is the hardest working man in radio, the Fly.com Joiner. 5 minutes. 5 minutes past the hour. Carolyn Brady has the local and national news for you at 6, 7, and 8 a.m. right here on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Willie B. Wright, isn't that a great name for a weatherman? WTCY is syndicated urban with local news breaks in the morning. On 1460 is WTKT. They recently changed formats to the Fox Sports Network. They also recently changed transmitter sites. The building and land that the old transmitter site was at was sold, and they had to vacate. So they are temporarily at the transmitter site of WKBO and using the same tower. WTKT is currently running 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. They do intend to construct a new transmitter site when the station will be back to 5,000 watts non-directional day and directional at night. This format's pretty tough to get anything local, but all I was able to get was a station ID.
Weekdays at 5 on WHP CBS 21.
All sports, all the time. 1460, The Ticket, WTKT, Clear Channel, Harrisburg.
I'm sure everybody has the same feeling.
Do you think he'll be back next year? Do you think Ray Bourque will be back?
I don't know. It's not true that I don't know, but it's up to him.
We Are There Sundays with John Ireland and Billy Ray Smith.
It isn't true that I don't know? Oh, don't you just love these sports stations? On 1490, WLPA gets into Harrisburg pretty well from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It's a sports station. On 1510 is WWSM, and I cringe every time I think about it. It's a country station.
Neighbors, we're really going to turn the clock back now. Here's Merle Travis and Dark as a Dungeon.
Come and listen, you fellas. We're down in the mine.
Up next, neighbors, Mr. Sonny James and the song... It's the little thing.
The way you fix
it. Say, neighbors, Patti Loveless is coming to the Pat Garrett Amphitheater this August the 25th. Get your tickets right now by calling 610-488-1782. That's 610-488-1782 to see the Patti Loveless Show live in person at the Pat Garrett Amphitheater in Strausstown.
And she is a ham operator, although I don't remember her call letters. That's 1510 WWSM, Anvil, Cleona, Pennsylvania. They also carry When Radio Was with Stan Freeberg, I believe at 5 p.m. Somehow or another, WTKT got on the tape there in the background a little bit. Sorry, don't quite know how that happened. On 1580 is WVZN in Columbia, Pennsylvania. They don't put a very strong signal into Harrisburg, but I wanted to play a little bit of it because it is a radio reading service for the blind, and most of them are on the subcarrier of FM stations, but this one is on an AM station. When they aren't reading the newspapers and other things, they have some syndicated programs such as Doug Stebbins in the Morning, G. Gordon Liddy, Dr. Merkin, and maybe another one or two.
A different kind of radio station. WVZN, Vision 1580 Columbia, serving Lancaster.
CNN Radio News, I'm Harry Beaver. This is news from CNN Radio. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, June 20th. My name is Warren Davis. You are tuned to Vision 1580 WVZN. Time for the reading of today's Intelligencer Journal. Today your readers are Nibsy Duffin and Audrey Harnish, and they will start with today's birthdays.
Thank you, Warren. Some WVZN listener birthdays taking place today. Bertha Samet, Claire Acker, and Zoraida Candelaria. There are so many birthdays today, and here are a few of the rest. Country musician Chet Atkins, 77 today.
Chet Atkins, another ham radio operator. They're everywhere. WVZN also carries When Radio Was with Stan Freeberg, I believe, at 11 a.m. On 1600 is WPDC in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania, and up until a couple of weeks ago, they were an ESPN sports station. But I tuned across one day and was surprised to hear this.
Elizabethtown.
Radio Omega, con más potencia y más cobertura.
¿Qué tal, amigos? Sean todos bienvenidos a una nueva emisión de Sexo y Algo Más. Desde Washington les saluda Mario Sol. Sexo y Algo Más es un programa semanal presentado por la Red Hispana de Radio junto a estaciones afiliadas en todo el país.
Maybe Tim Hendel will tell us what he was saying. And that's the way the AM dial sounds here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Thanks, Tom. See you back here next month. Now, before Fred punches the button for musings, I'd like to remind everyone that MarketScope can always use column material. If you'd like to feature your area on MarketScope, contact me, Phil Wayne, at 1872 Myers Road East, Marion, Ohio, 43302-9160. Thank you. Okay, Fred, hit that button.
The musers.
The Musers. This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
Hello, DX Audio Service. This is Mike Terry from Bournemouth in England, and I've listened to your July tape today. It's the end of July, in fact. Sorry, the end of August. It's our bank holiday Monday. We call it a bank holiday for reasons that most of the English people have long since forgotten, but it's a holiday nevertheless. The banks are closed. And I've listened to your July tape today. Wonderful stuff. Particularly interested in your football stations. We have football stations, but, of course, in the UK, they're soccer stations. And we have Chelsea has a television station, and we have a number of radio stations now for our soccer clubs. Anyway, I'm keeping it brief because the calls cost money from this side of the Atlantic. Good wishes to you all in the USA. Bye.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville, Alabama. When I take the bus up to Western New York, as I do sometimes, of course I take the radio. Between Cleveland and Buffalo, you can hear lots of Canadian stations as you're riding along on the Greyhound bus. Between Cleveland and Erie, we hear lots of London stations, and a station around 88.1 or 88.3 playing German music in the middle of the day. No talking, no ID, but just German music. Can anybody tell me what that station is?
Hello, this is Mike Blank in Greenville, North Carolina. I was away for a while in the summer, so I'm catching up, so I have about four things. Let's see if I can get them on. First of all, last week, I'm making this the week of Labor Day, WSMO went to from 1580 to 1120, but there's too much cable noise and some sort of other interference for me to give you an air check on it, but it's coming in pretty well. It's classic country. That brings me to my second point. Dale Hamm did and his friend did a great job on the band scan from East Texas, but it was one of the most depressing things I'd ever heard. Unlike the song by Waylon Jennings, Bob Wills Is Still the King, well, there was hardly any country. It was almost like a foreign nation with all the stuff and only one country station. I don't know if it plays hard country or soft country or what kind of country music it even plays. The third thing is once when I was listening to a New York Rangers hockey game and things were coming in from the south when power should have been cut, I did get the station from Fairhope, Alabama, and it was good in a way because it was an exciting catch, but I wanted to hear the game. This is directed at Audrey Levine, especially. A few years ago, when I was up at Uncle Frank's house in Orange County in Campbell Hall, New York, I got an FM station. I don't know the location on the dial. And they didn't say what city they were in. They talked about Monticello a few times on commercials. But they called themselves Mountain Country. Was that the station in Liberty, New York, that just switched formats that you talked about on the DX Audio back, I think, in August?
Greetings, DXers. This is Terry Livingston Hughes in Winnetka, California. Not too far a drive from beautiful downtown Burbank, where there was a licensed radio facility operating for some time. I just got finished reading listening to Jerry Starr's article, and he says that the station went silent in the early 90s. I haven't heard it since the early 70s, and I certainly live within hearing range. What constitutes silence, and what constitutes broadcast if we haven't heard it? So far as I know, the station went silent in the early 70s. How does its presence on the band manifest itself up through the early 90s? Thanks for clearing up this point.
Greetings, DXers. This is Camille Petreca from Weathersfield, Connecticut. I guess you're all as surprised as I am that WEVD is now carrying ESPN Sports. WCCC-AM has switched from hard rock to Beethoven radio. 910 is now Spanish. And Bob Steele is still broadcasting on occasional Saturday mornings on WTIC. 640 is now sports. And when I was in Savannah, I got NOAA radio on my TV portion of my radio TV, which was really interesting. So I got to hear the weather, even though I hadn't brought my NOAA radio. So just wanted to say hi and letting you know you're all in my thoughts, and have a good fall, everybody.
And if you have something on your mind, something to say, give us a call today on the Action Line, 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day. How many of you have been riveted to your radio or television this past couple of weeks? I know that I have, and I suspect that when President Bush releases the military into the Mideast, we'll all be listening again on AM, FM, shortwave, TV, whatever. When the attack came on Tuesday, many people wondered what, if any purpose, the emergency alert system would provide. Here's a letter from Richard Rudman, who is the Federal Communications Commission EAS-NAC chairman, and Al Kenyon, who is the FCC EAS-NAC vice chairman, titled EAS and the Current National Emergency. They write, "There have been many questions on the line bulletin boards directed to the Federal Communications Commission, as well as directly to me as the EAS-NAC chair and to other NAC appointees, as to why the EAS was not invoked on Tuesday. If there is a short answer, it is a variation on the one that I gave when I was asked why the old EBS was not used when the Northridge earthquake hit Los Angeles in 1994. Some events really do serve as their own alerts and warnings. Everyone, in fact, was alerted to the rapidly changing situation and rapidly became glued to a radio or TV. An emergency warning should be designed to accomplish at least that simple but important goal. In fact, what ramped up rapidly and very successfully was the massive effort to tell the rapidly unfolding and changing story of the emergency as accurately as possible. The record will show that the local and federal government and media partnerships developed over the years worked, and worked very, very well. Due to time of day and many other factors, it was not clear to me at this time if any type of EAS activation on Tuesday would have served any useful purpose. In fact, my friends in the emergency management community and specialists on emergency public information would probably agree with me that an EAS warning without adequate information to support would be worse than no warning at all. We know from experience that information developed in the early stages of any emergency is often wrong. The normal means to deliver breaking news at all levels and get officials on the air were all very much intact. There were issues of national security at stake that had to be factored in by those, quote, in charge, unquote, of the emergency at the federal level. With the benefit of hindsight, not using EAS was a good judgment call, even at these local and civic EAS levels. We truly believe using EAS would have resulted in greater anxiety and uncertainty, exactly what we did not need on Tuesday. When the threat was not quantified, what do you tell people to do to protect themselves? The answer is that sometimes a warning can make things worse. Based on what I know at this point, that would have been the case on Tuesday. One of my mentors in emergency management and emergency public information once used an old line to illustrate a basic axiom that explains much of what can go wrong with the information process when an emergency happens. If your only tool is a hammer, everything starts looking like a nail. There is an entire range of communication tools available at the local and federal levels. Most, if not all, that were used worked very well. What can we do? Of course, the discipline of emergency management rests on the continuous cycle that makes improvements based on lessons learned. We will be learning a lot from the lessons of Tuesday that will go far beyond EAS. Are EAS warnings justified for some types of terrorist activities? The answer is yes. Silent hazards to life, health, and safety that do not announce themselves are one category that I can think of. The Federal Communication Commission's EAS National Advisory Committee, the NAC, I chair, has a subcommittee in place for more than a year that is looking at ways to build on EAS infrastructure to create an advanced warning system. The goal is to have the capability to reach out to people who need and want emergency information, even those who are not tuned in to a radio or TV. In fact, the goal of a truly advanced warning system should be to get to everyone to monitor the breaking news situation, literally, the story of the emergency. Short term, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the Federal Communications Commission, and the NAC have all agreed in various phone conversations I have been party to that there should be an allowed suspension of RWT and RMT EAS tests, that is, the required weekly test and required monthly test. This, in our opinion, is best determined to suit the community needs by states, local, civic, operational areas, local NWS offices, and licensees until things settle down a little bit more. This is based on the current overall philosophy of voluntary EAS at the state and local level. Also short term, we await the Commission final report and order on the EAS further notice we all had an opportunity to comment on earlier this year. The Federal Communications Commission may issue more information on EAS tests soon. Suffice to say that if anyone feels that they should or should not test based on local conditions, we do not believe that they should be or will be cited. We are breaking new ground here, ground that we never hoped to be standing on. Long term, the EAS protocol can support far more than we have asked it to support so far. EAS can and will be adapted to provide better warnings for the general public, as well as the sight and hearing impaired. It ultimately will let warnings awake from a sound sleep those of us who choose that option. To sum it up, I submit that our entire emergency public information delivery system worked very well on Tuesday. Before I sent this out, I went over with Al Kenyon, NAC Vice Chair, who will assume the chairman's position next year. He joins me in signing this statement. And a follow-up to Richard's letter is the notice that came out from the Federal Communications Commission by John Winston, which says that the EAS testing will be suspended until October 2nd, 2001. Of course, this is voluntary for any stations, but if a station does not send an EAS test, they will not be cited.
WTOD 1560 Sports.
Hello again, DXers. Ken Onischuk back here in sports for October 2001. And I have Canadian Football League, National Hockey League information, and a few odds and ends to pass along to you for this month. Hope you had a great time at the convention in September, and hope you can stay tuned on the dial for more great information here. I have Canadian Football League for you here, and Morris Sorensen sent this into DX News. The British Columbia Lions have a whole load of stations here. The flagship is 980 CKNW. Other stations are 1240 CJAV, 610 CHNL, 1340 CINL, 1400 CHNL1, 550 CKPG, 1240 CKMK, 560 CKNL, and a few FMs. Calgary St. Peter's on 770 CHQR. Edmonton Eskimos, 630 CHED, Hamilton Tiger Cats, 900 CHML, Montreal Alouettes, English, C800 CJAD, French, CKAZ, and CFZZ 1041. Saskatchewan Rough Riders, play-by-play, Rod Peterson and Carm Canteri. And home games, Willie Cole and Bob Poley. And the flagship is 980 CKRM, also to 600 CJWW, 940 CJGX, and 620 CKCK. The Toronto Argonauts, Mike Hogan and Peter Martin do play-by-play on 590 CJCL, I believe called the fan over there. And the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, flagship 680 is CJOB. Others are 1220 CJRB, 730 CKDM, and four FM stations there. Okay, now let me roll on to the National Hockey League, where it's cold steel on ice, as I've heard advertised. I got most of this from the internet and some that I didn't get. We'll have it next month. So here we go. A lot of stations. Anaheim Mighty Ducks, nothing current. Last year they were on 690 XTRA. The Atlanta Thrashers, I have nothing current on them at all. The Boston Bruins, 1030 WBZ in a 12-station network with Dave Gaudier and Bob Beers. Buffalo Sabres, nothing current. Last year, 104.1 WHTT. Carolina Hurricanes out of Raleigh on 850 WRBZ, called The Buzz, and a 13-station network with Chuck Caton. The Calgary Flames, nothing current. Last year, 660 CFFR. Chicago Blackhawks, 670 WSCR. Dave Pash, Pat Foley, and Billy Jaffe. Colorado Avalanche out of Denver, 950 KKFN with Michael Haynes and Norm Jones. The Columbus, Ohio Blue Jackets, 1460 WBNS, 100.1 WWCD, and a 13-station network with George Matthews and Bill Davidge. Dallas Stars, nothing current from last year, 820 WBAP and Ralph Strangis. Detroit Red Wings, Last year they were on JR. I'm not sure about this year, but it's on 1270 XYT or not. Edmonton Oilers, 630 CHED in a small network with Rod Phillips and Morley Scott. Florida Panthers out of Sunrise outside Miami, 560 WQAM with Jigs McDonald and Randy Muller. Los Angeles Kings, nothing current last year, 1110 KSPN. Montreal Canadiens, nothing current last year, 800 CJAD in English and 690 CBF in French. Almost said Spanish there, but no way. The Minnesota Wild, the internet, was more interested in the television on Channel 9 KMSP and said nothing about radio, so I'm left hanging here. New Jersey Devils, nothing current. Last year, 770 WABC. New York Islanders, nothing current. Last year, 92.7 WLIR. New York Rangers, nothing current. Last year, 660 WFAN. Nashville Predators, 99.7 WWTN out of suburban Manchester and a six-station network of varying games. And play-by-play with Pete Weber, no, not the famous pro bowler, but the announcer, and Terry Crisp. The Ottawa Senators, nothing current. Last year, in English, 1200 CFGO, French, 1150 CJRC. Philadelphia Flyers, 610 WIP only. Pittsburgh Penguins, nothing current. Last year, 1025 WDVE. Phoenix Coyotes, oh, they like their hockey down there. 1060 KDUS. Call the Deuce, 93.3 KDKB. Play-by-play, Kurt Kyleback, Todd Walsh, and Jim Johnson. St. Louis Blues, 550 KTRS, which we got a brief tour down there at the convention. And unfortunately, the host had to take the day off, so he got a substitute for a small tour, which was nice. Play-by-play, Kelly Chase and Bertie Federko. San Jose Sharks on 98.5, called K-Fox, really K-U-F-X, and a 10-station network out there with Dan Rusinowski and Pete Stemkowski. Tampa Bay Lightning, 620 WDAE with John Ollers and Phil Esposito. Toronto Maple Leafs, nothing current. Last year, 640 CFYI. Vancouver Canucks, nothing current. Last year, 980 CKNW. And Washington Capitals, the website isn't complete. Last year, 570 WWRC. Now to finish up with some notes. On Thursday, September the 6th, I found this in my local paper. Kaywood Ledford, the longtime radio voice of the Kentucky Wildcats on 840 WHAS and one of the nation's most respected horse racing broadcasters, died at 75. He had cancer and died at the Appalachian Regional Hospital in Harlan. Ledford called Kentucky football and basketball for nearly 40 years. He worked 17 NCAA Final Fours, including Kentucky's national championship seasons in 1958 and 78. A super voice is silenced. Kateford Ledford, dead at 75. And now let's finish up on a positive note, friends. In a story I found out on September the 4th, in a most unusual move by a retired radio jock in history, Super Jock Larry Lujack voluntarily returned a $20,000 check back to Clear Channel Communications in July when he discovered he'd been overpaid by the company under terms of his one-year no-cut deal with WUBT-FM Chicago. What class! By the way, in late August, while in Chicago to attend a wedding with his wife Judy, he did meet with officials of six radio stations, all Infinity broadcasting stations, to check on a possible return to the airwaves here. His agent Todd Musburger says, well, we'll see what's coming up. And we will. If it happens, I'll let you know. That's it for now. I'll be back probably with more NHL information. Anything else that comes my way, good DX on the dial, and here's Fred.
And before we get out of here for yet another month, and remember our next edition will be our 200th edition of the DX Audio Service, so I'd like to hear from you. Let me pass along one more news and notes. Our former confirmed DX editor and also a host of HCJB's DX Party Line, Ken McHarg has recently published a new book called Inside Track, Latin America Through the Eyes of a Missionary Journalist, which contains both secular and evangelical anecdotes. Copies of the book may be ordered from Kenneth D. McHarg, Post Office Box 52-7900, Miami, Florida 33152. The cost of the book is $7.95 plus $2 shipping and handling. I'd also like to pass along to the members of the convention the hearty thanks for the Get Well card for Debbie, my wife. I really appreciate that, and also you don't know how much that made Debbie's day. She really appreciated receiving a card from you guys down there at the convention. Thanks very much again. And that wraps up this edition of the DX Audio Service. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, let's hear from you, the membership, with some comments on our musings line, and also anything that you might have to say to us about our publications here at the DX Audio Service. Remember, get out there and support radio.